America has a long tradition of traveling musicians. Artists of all types hit the road to play in dead-end bars and dimly lit basements, often for little more than gas money. Nowadays, gas money wouldn't be a bad night's pay, except fewer bands can afford to go on tour. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Broadcasting reports on what that might mean for your local aspiring rock star.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Jay Whalen Porcupine just dropped $50 in gas into a 1995 Chevy van.
$50 gives you 13 gallons, and it's kind of sad because this is a 30-gallon tank.
Porcupine is the frontman for the band The Redmen. In the last 2 years, the three-piece band from Rapid City, South Dakota, has driven about 30,000 miles in this van, hitting small towns and big cities across the country to play a unique version of pop punk, including this fast and loud piece titled This Year's Mono. This song isn't about high gas prices, but after spending $50 on less than half a tank, Porcupine can't help but to look back at the way things were, when a band like his could afford to take its act on the road. He remembers when they could get paid $50 or $100 at a small show and have enough money to make it to the next town.
This kind of lifestyle, this way of life, just might go extinct because of the gas prices, really. Just, you know, we haven't toured in a couple months, and it's just, we've been really just rethinking the game plan.
A lot of musicians are rethinking their plans. One of them is Minneapolis-based Haley Bonner. The 24-year-old artist is about to release her fourth CD. The title track, Big Star, seems to lament the desire to reach for fame. To promote her CD, Bonner is planning a cross-country tour this summer. Even with new forms of internet marketing, she says going on tour makes a big difference.
It's a good thing to be in those cities as that's happening because, you know, people are hearing your music, hearing your name, reading about you and whatever. It's really the best time to go and do that.
For her upcoming tour, Bonner is budgeting $2,000 just for gas. She says if gas prices continue to go up, she won't be able to afford to tour anymore. The price at the pump has forced some musicians to cancel their tour plans altogether. Others are finding alternative ways to travel.
I'm touring on a canoe from Buffalo to New York City.
Right now, Christopher Bell is touring in California in his 97 Toyota Corolla. But in mid-July, he'll trade his car for a canoe and head down the Erie Canal, hoping to stop and play some of the towns along the route.
I have never done an actual long canoe trip, so I'm planning 20 miles a day, which I've been told by another guy who's canoed the whole Erie Canal that should be fine.
Bell follows in the footsteps of troubadours like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, the kind of musicians who are driven more by the love of music than by fame or money. Bell is optimistic that high gas prices won't kill off touring musicians.
I think it would be a sad day if it did, but people will find a way, and music will get out, people will still see shows.
If you live along the Erie Canal, keep an eye out for Christopher Bell this summer. Maybe he'll play you the song called Oh How We Danced, if that is, his arms aren't too tired from paddling.
Everyone here, it seems, is lost from all the dreams and all I want for you to come back to me.
For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Last week.